Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecare@home.com.au, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources while providing quality care. In last week's blog, I talked about the five biggest inefficiencies in intensive care in Australia. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to talk about long-term ventilation and tracheostomy in intensive care. Three reasons why health consumers need to demand more. Intensive care is a challenging environment. It's a challenging environment for doctors, nurses, patients, and their families. With the constant pressure on expensive, in-demand, and scarce intensive care beds, and with the constant pressure from families to get the best possible treatment for their loved ones, the environment often feels like being in a pressure cooker. The pressure tends to be constantly high and people can be stressed. It's a dynamic as well as often volatile environment. For many long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their families in intensive care, it means they are exposed to an environment that is stressful, busy, noisy, and anything but conducive on their way to recovery. If long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies are awake and have an awareness of their situation, it doesn't take much for them to realize their dilemma. They are extremely frustrated, often depressed, and they have no quality of life. The same applies to their families. The minute they realize that the ventilator dependency and the tracheostomy is keeping their loved one in intensive care for longer than expected, their fears, their frustrations, their anxiety, and their stress levels simply go through the roof. It's a very difficult situation to be in, and it's a difficult situation for intensive care teams as well. It's by far more interesting and exciting for the intensive care team to look after patients who are in their most critical phase than it is to look after Mr. Smith, the day 85 ventilated patient with a tracheostomy who's not going anywhere in a hurry. And if Mr. Smith and his family were to choose, they would probably love to get out of intensive care rather sooner than later. And if anybody would look at the costs of Mr. Smith's stay in intensive care, that costs the health system around $5,000 per bed day, you can put two and two together. Which means, number one, Mr. Smith and his family wanting to leave intensive care soon, and number two, the massive costs associated with a long-term stay in intensive care for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy. Those two facts make for a simple and also compelling scenario to empower health consumers to demand more and to demand more alternatives. In this day and age, where information is readily available, it's time for health consumers to step up and to demand more. In fact, there are three reasons why health consumers need to demand more. Number one, a shift to more home care, even in such high acuity areas as intensive care, is inevitable. Just because Australia is lacking 15 years behind when it comes to home care for long-term ventilation with tracheostomy doesn't mean that health consumers are not informed. Health consumers are smart and they know how to find information on the internet and put pressure back on the health system to demand what they want and what has been readily available in other first world countries for the last 15 years. Number two, long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their families want a holistic care model. A holistic care model means that the clinical needs of a patient need to be addressed, and it also means that the needs of their families need to be addressed as well. If Mr. Smith's family has been visiting him in intensive care for the last 3 months, it has huge implications for Mr. Smith's family. It often means that some of Mr. Smith's family members stop producing an income, they are neglecting other important parts of their lives and their families, such as important relationships with their spouses, children, parents, etc. This is often worse when it comes to long-term ventilated children with tracheostomies. We know of some cases where children stayed in intensive care for 18 months with massive implications for the children and their families. There is absolutely no need for that because an earlier discharge with specialized services such as ours, intensive care at home, can improve their situation dramatically. Number 3. Choice. Choice is critical. The health system needs to create more choice for consumers. It's not a one-size-fits-all model. That works best for everyone. I believe that many intensive care units are operating in a vacuum and haven't looked outside of their own four walls in a while. Nor do they have an awareness of what's been happening in other first world countries for the last 15 years when it comes to intensive care at home services for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. What are your thoughts? Do you think that health consumers need to demand more when they have a loved one long-term ventilated in intensive care? Please leave your thoughts and comments on the blog. Thank you for watching this blog. And I also want to thank you for your participation in this year 2014. This is the last blog for this year. I want to thank you for being a subscriber to our weekly updates, and hopefully we can work together in the new year. I wish you and your families all the very best. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please also bear in mind we are currently hiring enthusiastic intensive care nurses with critical care certificate for a ventilated client in Melbourne close to the CBD. For more information, check out our career section at intensivecareathome.com.au/careers, or you can contact me via email or on 041-094-2230. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you in another update in the new year. Thank you.